Hey everyone, you're listening to the Reality Talk Show. I'm Ganesh Sharma.
I'm Naveen Kumar.
And I'm Praneet Kumar.
Awesome interviews. No. Hello everyone, welcome to the show. You're listening to the Reality Talk Show. I'm your host Ganesh Sharma. And today with us, we have two very special guests, Naveen and Priya, and we are going to be talking about cyber stalking and cyber bullying. So guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ganesh.
Hi Ganesh, it's been a long time.
Yeah man, very long time, right?
Yeah. I'm Naveen and I'm going to represent as a normal person over here. So, I am just here as an audience, you can say.
Who is going to be both a stalker and a victim sometimes?
It's as simple as that. So I'm just a normal person. I'm just going to give my ideas like how a normal guy would think or do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for being here with us.
Hello people. This is Priya Markanda and I'm a lawyer by profession and I've done my specialization in international law and I know Ganesh for such a long time.
We three have known each other since our college days.
Yeah.
We go way long back, but we stepped into different professions. But today here together for one cause. And yes. So the format of the show is quite simple. We have some questions from maybe our listeners and some I frame it by myself. With an intention to create awareness to the listeners. Some could be in a path of where they could be a victim or some might be committing a crime without their own knowledge. So we are going to bring an awareness today about cyber stalking and cyber bullying. So first question is to Priya.
Okay.
What is cyber stalking exactly?
Cyber stalking means where the attacker makes a fake profile and stalks or follows random people, not just random people, any followers for a bad intention.
Uh-huh.
So in law, there's always a saying that, you know, any act leads to a crime with an intention.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a bad intention, if you have criminal intention or criminal motive, that leads to a crime. It need not be cyber, but it can be a physical one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So with the intention that I need to damage your reputation or I need to gain something from you,
mm-hmm,
or I need some kind of pleasure from you. With that intention, if I try to follow someone,
mm-hmm,
with, you know, for any kind of, that someone can be anyone. It can be a child, it can be a girl. These days girls are getting victimized. It can be a boy. So anyone with the intention, with a criminal intention, if I stop or if I keep scanning or skimming the whole profile, mm-hmm, what the activities of that person, when that person is online, mm-hmm, with whom that person is chatting, with how many likes, what is her interest, what kind of taste she has.
Mm-hmm.
If an unknown person keeps to follows you, that is called a cyber stalking. The whole process is called a cyber stalking.
Cool. Naveen, so according to you, what is the mindset of a cyber stalker? Who could it be? Who could he be in a general perspective?
Yeah, it's actually a simple thing. Anyone can be a stalker. Any person, even it can be a kid, a youngster, and an old person also. Because we are living in a world where, you know, if you want to get something, it's way easier.
Mm-hmm.
So a person, like, you just sit in your home, you can use your phone, you can use your laptop, your PC, and all you need is a Wi-Fi connection and few social media profile, sit, and you can stalk anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you take youngsters, the stalking is basically based on attraction, okay? So you don't even have to do any efforts, just go to your Instagram profile,
mm-hmm,
and you go to your search bar. Okay, when you go to your search bar, I'm not talking about the search bar, or just click on the search button
icon. Yes,
it'll just pop up with random profiles with so many people, and most of them are legit also, mm-hmm, and most of them are fake. That's a whole different story. We'll get back to that later.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the legit ones. So when a person is just scrolling and he finds some photo which is very attractive, there's an attractive person. It can be a male, it can be a female, anyone. He just goes inside And the first thing he notices is there is no security account. Jesus can go inside his profile.
The profile is not private.
Exactly. And you can freaking sit and take screenshots of every single photo.
True.
Store it in Afro. Do however, I mean, you can use it for whatever you want.
True.
Okay, so the internet turns you into a stalker. If you ask me. Anyone can become a stalker. You are just sitting in your home. You are just alone. You don't have anything to do. Of course, you have a profile in Insta or Facebook or something. You just open your phone. And when your app is forcing you to see things,
true.
Of course, what do? You get tempted. So as for me, stalker is not someone who is actually, like, you know, there, or he has been a stalker for a long time, or it's something like a profession or something. No. It's the internet and the other things is making him
stop
to stalk another person. So that's my perspective.
True, man. I mean, as you said, it might not start with an intention of stalking, but scrolling through someone's profile, you might
get tempted.
Get tempted, and you might start liking the person, and that is how stalking really
can
be
an innocent love too sometimes.
Could be
an innocent love too. But when that thing turns into a kind of a
obsession.
Lust.
And then the person doesn't give you any love, and then you get too obsessed.
Just
and then
revenge.
You start to take revenge. Exactly, and things go from here and there, and that's where the crime starts
popping up.
Exactly.
And also, you know, these days what has happened is, like, as he said, right, turns into love, and when the bhav you don't get, even the girls also end up, you know, saying that stuff. I think there was a recent man saying that more than Google, the girls do much of FBI agent work.
Oh yeah, no, that's totally true. I have been through so many people. I'm just gonna keep it as XYZ, my friends.
Yeah.
And they know so many stuff before you can actually tell them anything. Imagine you're on a date. There's no word called as blind date anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The blind thing is gone. Your eyes are open. You just have to open. And in fact, I'm gonna give my own experience. I'm just going for a blind date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not blind. I'm gonna meet a girl for a day. And before I meet the girl, she sent me a message saying that I can't find you in any profile. Are you even real?
Damn.
I'm not kidding. She actually told me that. Are you even real? Funny thing is, when I created my profile, I made a weird naming. Like, yeah, I was a kid, so I didn't have a proper... I just didn't give a proper username.
Okay.
So it was a weird one, so it's not that easy to figure out. So once when I gave the ID, then she started believing that I exist. Simple as that.
So the thing is, these days people believe more than net than
exactly.
The real person.
Exactly. They don't even want to meet you. I mean, of course, she is trying to be safe from her side. She wants to be safe, making sure that, okay, everything is fine, whatever says is true and all those things. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you judge everything through what my profile says. I do a lot of fake stuff in there.
Your online identity has more value than your actual real identity.
Exactly. From dating till your job, everywhere.
Not just that, even to give love. Example, these days, kids, you know, 6 years old kids, they take their phone and, you know, they are too much addicted into phone.
They have their own phone.
Kids have their own phone.
Where were we?
We didn't even know what cell phones were, I think, at that
exactly.
time.
Those were the days where we should tell our friends that, call me on the landline, I'm going to talk to you.
And even if I knew the cell phone, it's only because of that sneak game.
Yes.
True.
Sneak.
I think on the Nokia phones, we used to have that.
All
and
know,
the tune of Nokia.
Exactly. And two people holding hands. Even
they
should hold hands.
Nokia connecting people.
So yeah, things have changed a lot. So
true.
It's not the same as before. Like, if you go advising people, they're not going to take it straight.
True.
Okay. So I think, again, the only best way to do that is through internet.
You need to find a solution on internet
for it
to escape from the crimes happening on the internet.
Exactly.
We can't eliminate
exactly.
a crime.
Can't
so we can at least prevent it from future.
Yeah.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Okay, so now to the next question. The next question is to you, Priya. Who are the victims generally when it comes to cyber stalking? What age group, or is it any particular set of people? Is it people who are whose online presence is known most more? Or is it kind of like people who are celebrities in their college or their workplace? Who are the victims exactly?
It can be anyone. Starting from... But the thing is, for cyber stalking or cyber bullying, it will be the teenagers, the young age.
Yeah.
Where their maturity level is being like, it's in a very perplexed stage. It's a very confused stage. Do I believe the best friend, which is who is next to me for 5 years, or do I believe the new person who showed me fantasies through my online media? It can be those. It can be a girl who is so popular, like, you know, who doesn't give a damn. But it can, but still a tool for. Naveen said, right, for still being a tool for any innocent person to stalk her. It can be an innocent guy whose aim is to, you know, balance his life, but still intense, like, you know, still gets into the trap of believing in love. Because in his house, the way he sees love, or the way he is, his nature or his environment is different.
Okay.
It can even be a guy who's working, like, you know, might be 25, 26. These are jobs we get by 23. Like,
yeah.
So it can be those kinds of people, like, you know, whose aim is to be into job, but still who thinks, like, okay, fine, I'm done with my, I need to settle in life, I need to get a prettier girl, but still ends up, you know, screwing his life up. Or you can say, not screwing his life up, you can say damaging himself or hurting himself. It can be anyone in this world. And the stalker also can be anyone.
Okay. Have you ever been stalked by anyone online? Have you experienced that now in any time?
Oh no, like, generally when you are a guy, the case is a bit different.
Okay? Definitely. Yes.
You don't find a lot of stalkers for a guy. I mean, they can stalk you for only one reason. I mean, stalk you for only one reason, if they want to get some money out of you.
Okay.
That's a most recent. Like, there are certain places where maybe, like in my college, there were a few guys who are in that fashion team. They were all like good looking guys and all this. So they had some stalkers. Right? Because I have my own friends as girls who stalk them.
Okay.
It's an innocent way of stalking. Like, it's just like looking at the photos or just liking
so
the
hard.
Photos.
So
they, yeah, exactly. But they don't go, I mean, it's like they don't have the guts to go to them and tell it directly, so they just do it through the cyber.
Okay. I have a question to both of you. Say, I'm going to interview someone, and to know more about them, I just browse through their social media to know their interests and non-interests. Would it be cataloged as I am stalking that person? No.
Because the thing is, your intention is very genuine, right?
Yeah.
You are doing it for your a good work.
Yes.
Your intention is to make people, like, now you saw, you know me, you have example, you have seen, you have stalked my social media and all this. So you, that means you know what kind of girl am I. And if you are a known friend to me, or, you know, then your intention is true. Like, you're okay, fine. This kind of girl is suitable for this generation. Now, if I was a girl, like, you know, if I try in my real life, if I'm like very matured enough, but very serious kind. But in a social media, if I am a bit trendy like that, to the other face, you can say. So then that is, you're introducing that face also to the cyber world. To your research.
Yes.
So I don't think, like, you know, your intention.
Okay, but I have something, Priya. Like, I don't know whether you have heard it, but there is something called a cyber shame.
Okay.
Okay.
True.
So what it says is, like, you put certain things. For example, you are from India, so of course you like desi stuff, right? But you put the things about desi stuff in your profile, trust me, most of the people, they start thinking that you're not cool. You're not cool. So you tend to change your profile. You tend to good stuff which you don't even like. Okay. And now again, we have our friend Sharma over here, and if he is going to open your profile and he is going to try to understand you, and you, because of the cyber shaming, because you are like scared of what people are going to say, you changed all the things inside. Okay. Including a profile photo to everything. And our friend Sharma, believing that those information are true, and he is going to go through that, and he's going to have a whole different perspective. That's like, you don't judge a person through what you see in their profile, actually.
Yes.
Okay. There are so many things. You can just fake everything out. Dude, we have Photoshop for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You, no matter how ugly you are, but we can make you beautiful. Exactly.
No matter what.
The, the difference between Aadhaar card photo and the Instagram
Exactly.
Different.
We can change your size, we can change your shape, we can change your color, we can change your voice,
there
we can
are
change
apps.
Everything.
There are apps that particularly promote these kind
yes.
of things.
Exactly.
Now, the best example for photoshopping is Priyanka Chopra herself put herself with that Nick Jones. There's no way.
No.
She's like, no, darling, no, if no. I'm not there, please make my present. I'm there with you. Because that side, John and Sophia, mm-hmm. they were having their own time, and this side, the other brother was also
no,
having.
Tell me, out of millions of people who watched it, how many of them would have thought that it is a fake or a real thing? Most of them would have thought it's a real thing. It's very few
true.
People who actually realize that it's fake.
It's fake.
It's people with technical knowledge
exactly.
That can understand, but most of them tend to believe that it is actually
exactly.
true.
Exactly. And
true.
It's like, I would suggest that if you want to know a person, why not go meet the
person?
Talk to them, know them, understand them. And screw the cyber shaming thing. Like, come on. If you like something, be truthful about it.
True.
When a person is actually looking at your profile and trying to meet you, it means that he just likes all your fake stuff.
You're falling for the fake person and not the actual real person.
Exactly.
But this is how cyber life goes on, right?
Yes.
That's true.
I mean, everyone are pretending to be at their best, trying to be
someone
who you actually are not.
Not.
If you go to any of our profiles, it'll be the same case too.
It is.
How, not compare our pictures of 9th standard and all
exactly.
those things. Now how are we, like, you know?
You cannot find any of our 9th standard pics because we have deleted it.
Yes.
We have literally.
We have the new fake ones.
Those memories when Facebook tells, look at you 9 years ago. We were like, what the hell?
Facebook is basically telling you 9 years back, you suck. You have to remove it right now.
Even
or I'll publish it, post it.
Yeah.
Shame you.
And also the way we even typed also. You know, these days we put fancy English, like saying,
yeah,
kudos to your new work. But all, before it was like, K E W L L L E, happy, H-I-P-E.
Yeah.
The way it was.
Our English was pathetic.
And we have hashtags now. We have hashtags everywhere.
For everything.
What
oh.
the hell? I mean, okay, never mind. Hashtag for anything.
Exactly.
Just hashtag everyone.
And these
tag everyone.
And
exactly.
these hashtags also are leading to stalking in
yes,
many ways.
Correct.
You can use hashtags to stalk people these days.
Hashtag
okay.
hot
basically
girls.
Basically like search engines.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they are cataloging the search engine and they are making it easy for you to reach
exactly.
out. Example, in Instagram, you put hashtag TikTok videos and you can go through a filtered search result of what you are looking for exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you go to a particular person, like, hashtag. No, I'm going to be open with you people. Like,
yes.
I'm just going to use a word. Just you, I mean, like, hashtag hot
girls.
Sexy
girls.
Over. All these words. Any of these are under hashtag. You click on them, it bring you to the things which you want.
Exactly.
Over.
But, yeah.
Thing, Sharma.
Yes.
People are not ashamed to put in their own videos.
Exactly.
Yes.
How are you able to find hot, hashtag sexy?
Hashtag.
Yeah, it's because they are using these keywords. In order to boost their audience
yes.
viewers.
No, the thing DJs would have seen the trending stuff in Instagram is they are girls, they are these high, you know, rich thing you can
yes.
say. They put in like hot pictures and they get liked and all. And I'm like, why do you, and what do they get? I mean, liking, what do you even get? Like, you know, it might be a self-booster that, yeah, I'm pretty, I'm beautiful, and all. And if, I think if you question them if any legal or something, what benefit are you going to do? They would say
nothing.
Or you would, but you ask them today which pub are you meeting? They would say, yeah, I come to this pub and then I'm ready for you. So this is a new trend what I'm seeing, you know, that these girls post up and think, and what do they even get? I actually wanted to ask a girl literally like, okay, fine, you look hot, you look pretty, you don't look so damn sexy. But the thing is, what do you get by liking?
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Yeah, I mean, like, I agree with you, Priya, because we have, I think me and Ganesh had this experience. We spoke to two of our friends asking about, I mean, like, we were just normally having a conversation. And after a point of time, one of the girls picked up the word, I have this many followers in TikTok.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay. And the other girl was, I have this many followers in TikTok. And the other girl said, no, I have more.
You have more. Competition. Like, you know.
We don't want to name these both women.
Yes, no.
But they literally got into a fight over the number of followers
yes.
that they have.
And the, you know, finally what ended up? The girl with the less follower asked the girl with the more followers, like, how do you get so many followers?
And if they come to that mutual follower, they would even trend like, don't follow her. She's like this. They would even defriend that girl.
Exactly.
And you know, one more new trend in the Insta is what is, these days, they are apps, like, you know. Hot daily, hot night life of the thing. And you check that screen, you scroll that link, you will only see hot girls only, which is like, you know,
I understand, yeah.
So that is even, that's been a key to, you know, but I don't know that who's the admin of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a man or is he a girl? I don't think it's a girl.
Oh, yes. People do pay money to feature out their pics in that category.
Exactly.
Yes.
And now you have a simpler thing. You go to a pub or a bar, you are in a dance club, so the club itself arranges a
photographers.
And they have their own pages too.
Yes.
So
and they feature you.
Exactly. And I see, I'm telling you, if you open any of their pages, honestly, I can't find a single guy's photo.
Seriously.
Exactly.
There was a girl
yes.
literally who asked, where are the hot guys? I'm not finding hot guys in this picture.
I mean, remember,
I'm not following you.
Last year, we'd been to a place somewhere in, well, let's not name the place, but again, they had the photographer and they had these pics. But we were not there in the pics.
Oh,
the girls who were with us were there in the pics.
These football, these match screenings and all those things, they don't take the guys who are cheering up, for my They would only cheer the girl with the jersey. Like,
It's like, we are encouraging them to
yes.
Like, if they come, you go inside a party, like, we are taking a photo. A girl has full rights to actually question them that, are we being posted?
Yes.
Are we being tagged?
Tagged.
And they have full rights to even see their pic before they use it.
In public.
And they have rights on it. Like, they can even put a complaint on those things. But right now, what they say is, publicity, likes.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's all they say. So they don't care about
how much popular
picks.
Are you?
Yeah, they, like, you want to take a photo? Yeah, go ahead, do it.
They would even pose
yeah.
the most awkward.
There is a possibility that because of this pic posted by the pub, there are like 10, 15 new other stalkers added to the person's list.
Yes.
Exactly.
You're being open to more stalking indirectly without your consent because of someone else posted that pic because you were at that place.
Because when you just open your profile and the pic just pops up from nowhere,
exactly,
they'll sit and stalk you. You are giving him a pathway to do it.
Yes.
So just be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Be aware of
know what
you're
to
doing
post,
what
not
doing.
To post.
Exactly.
Make your profile very secure.
Exactly. Anyways, we'll be talking about that
later.
In your mashup.
Yes.
Yeah, let's
Shamal, continue.
We used a word in particular called cyber shaming.
Yeah.
Right, Naveen?
Yeah.
What cyber shaming is according to you?
See, it's just that you shame someone. Like in real life, like how you generally shame a person based on their perspective, how they look and how they talk. Whatever it is, okay. So generally, when you shame a person, how do you do it in a real normal life? You just say it on their face, you're like, you're so black,
you're so ugly,
fat, you're so ugly. You use all those words. When you bring all this stuff to the cyber world, it's no much different. It's the same thing. There's something called as a comment section for everything. Okay?
Exactly.
So you see a photo, and it's not like everyone in this world is pretty, okay?
True.
And not everyone can afford a good photographer or a good camera to get a good photo or something. Okay, a person has put up a profile photo. This is not a great photo of him or her. But then again, when people are trying to be truthful, in the name of trying to be truthful, they hurt their feelings. They shame them. They say, they can say anything. See, if it is someone personal, that's what I'm saying. If it is someone personal, like someone whom you know or following you, they can understand your, you know, feeling or whatever it is. They don't be that open. They don't say anything. Toothpick. This is limited to that. But then you go adding some unknown people on it. And those guys, they're like, God. They can say anything. You know, mask the whole thing. Remove the whole photo. You look ugly as well. I wonder how your sister would look. I'm just saying. Those are the comments.
And does our memes also begin?
Yeah. So, your photo is open over there. And you just, they just take it. Maybe you had a photo where you're like laughing. But you're, that is your natural laugh. Might be good looking one. Or it might be bad for some people. But they just take it. And they use it for some memes. You see so many faces in memes. You have no idea where they are.
Yeah.
Who they are. But you just see their faces. They cartoonize you. They make funny jokes on you. Honestly speaking, it might be funny for the people who are watching it, reading it, or scrolling through it. But imagine about the person who actually had to post the photo, and then later on seeing all these photos all over the world, just roaming around in the cyber world, and how ashamed he would be when he goes back to school, or when he goes back to his college, or his private, I mean, like, social world, and when people start making fun of him using the same name.
Yes.
That's not like you can't just take it. You mentally affected.
Yeah.
Of course you mentally affected. I have seen so... I mean, like, I haven't seen, but I'm saying that out of experience, few of the people, they have taken some rough decisions based on that.
True.
Okay. Just because few guys call he or she fat, they took wrong decisions.
Yes.
Like, why do we even care? So, cyber shaming is like... You basically shame the people in the cyber world. I mean, like, you just say shit and make them feel down to the earth. And I guess the most famous social media for this is Twitter.
Okay.
You can shame anyone you want. True. You can put anything you want.
True, true.
You forget to put a comma, you are being shamed. That you are an illiterate or something.
True.
Okay. You forget, you made a mistake while taking a photo. If something is wrong with your photo, they just criticize you. They just criticize you so low that you lose your confidence, basically.
Yes.
You just posted something out of awareness. That can go against you, bite your own ass.
True. This is a form of bullying, right, Priya?
Yes, that's what even I was thinking. I think cyber-shaming is a way for cyber-bullying.
Cyber-bullying. What is cyber-bullying from your perspective?
Cyber-bullying is where the attacker tries to harass, or you can say, you know, try to defame somebody online.
Okay.
That is the most simple way you can put it as cyberbullying. There were cases like what I've heard, like there was a case of a mother in US where, you know, she felt bad that her girl is not getting important in the class, and the other, some other girl who is working hard gets more name in the gaming class. So she tried to defame her, as he said, shame her. So it's, the legal term is defame, defamation.
Okay.
So for that also you have legal penalties and all those things. You can go through the court. If someone shames you, you can go through the court. So she tried to defame her, saying that this girl is she's a prostitute, she's a whatever. And that girl saw it on the media and she committed suicide. So that leads to. The thing is, who did it? The mother did it. Why? Mm-hmm. Because her daughter was not getting importance in the class.
Yes.
It affected whom? The pretty, the innocent girl.
Yes.
That is, the way she linked it, or the way she wanted, the intent was to defame her, is called a cyberbullying. Or to say that you look fat. As he said, yeah, you look fat. But if I take it very personally, that becomes a big issue. But if I say, hey, go mein, chhod do yaar, I don't care, I don't give a fuck, I'm pretty in my own way. So that should be there in the youth. Like, yes, the world is not perfect. Even the world is not as perfect as it is. It has so many things. So even you should feel that, yes, even I'm not perfect, so what, I'm perfect in other way.
Yes.
That kind of common, you know, sense should be in the victims.
Yes.
And they should be brave enough to tell and have for that. Look, you do whatever you want, I don't care.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So say if a person is being bullied or harassed online by someone, who should they be approaching first?
We should have a sense, like, you know, saying that, yes, is it affecting me? How is it affecting me? Like that, oh yeah, it does hurt. The thing is, the first next person whom you have to say, you should tell to the person whom you trust first.
Okay.
First is the person whom you feel has time to listen. Because, you know, these days there are stuff like which says, online someone tries to harass you. And I might think that, okay, fine, I can't tell this to my boyfriend or to my friend because they will make fun of me. So that should not be there. So that time what I should think, I should tell to the person who is mature enough, not mature enough, who has a sense to say, okay, fine, Priya or ABCD, whoever you are, you are being bullied, you are being harassed. So that person, okay, don't panic now, I'm with you, tell me. So there should be a connection of trustworthy. You can say to, normally these things happen with youths and they don't approach their parents first.
Exactly.
Right? Because they fear their parents. That should not be there. And moreover, these days, parents should be seen as a friend to the kids.
True.
And parents should know what the kid is doing. Example of my parents should, my mom, I tell it openly. My mom is actually my best friend. She knows whom I talk to, with whom I hang out. And also she knows my friend requests, what kind of friends I have. And she says that, I think that Priya, I don't get a good vibe from that person. The way he's messaging you, the way he's commenting on your picture, saying that, you know, you are like this or that, whatever. I don't feel good. I think you need to distance from him. That way. So even, that is one way to prevent your child or prevent your, the person from getting bullied further.
Further, okay.
So anyone whom you trust first. Then comes your parents. Then comes your teacher. Now, example these days, everyone might be, some random guy from the school might create an account with unknown this one. So, you know, if the victim comes to know that he's from the same school or something, she can tell to the teacher whom she trusts her, some lady teacher or some trans teacher. Normally, they don't go to the lady.
Exactly.
Because you have a soft connection towards the lady teacher. So, she can go and tell, ma'am, I feel like this, someone is telling me, I feel very bad, I feel demotivated. Because after getting demotivated, like, you know, she would end up on losing her life, her self-confidence will reduce. Or also, she would try to, feel bad about herself. She would say, okay, fine, I'm getting compared. Or, you know, I'm getting, someone is not even appreciating my real beauty. Because these days, people really don't appreciate the real person in us.
Exactly.
They try to see the best, like, even in the, like, okay, these days you don't go to pub or you don't smoke, okay, fine, she's not socialized. They tag them, right?
Yeah.
So the thing that hurts, actually. So that should not be done. Like, okay, if you don't go to pub, you don't get it. Cool, you be yourself.
Yeah.
That should be created.
So Priya, when it comes to authority, whom can we contact when it is an extreme level of cyber stalking or cyber harassment?
First person or first authority you should think is the police, the cyber crime cell. They have certain helplines and all. I think these days, as we are well versed enough to search our Bollywood pictures or, you know, our stars thing, we are even well versed to even know what we have to do on, like, first help. The first aid and advisor comes the Google, you say. Yeah. So the first person thing people to approach is the nearest police station, which has the cyber thing. The cyber.
So every police station has a cyber division in them?
They won't have a cyber division in them. Because, for example, the Chotamotar police station, they won't be having a cyber division. But they will connect it to the main cyber branch.
Okay.
They are zonal cyber branches, actually. They will say zonal, Bangalore West, Bangalore North, Bangalore South, like how our Bangalore has been divided. Not just Bangalore, every state in or every place will have one zone crime branch, cyber cell branch, for which they would have proper, adequate technology to map or to mask the IP address. So that one, the techies will tell.
Of course, you have to first approach your main authority is police. You go and you being harassed, like, to some extent. But, I mean, what I say is just don't keep it to yourself. Like, many people, they just don't take it seriously.
They don't take it seriously.
Yeah, true. So, they are going to say that...
Most of them are under the fear that their life is exposed to public.
And moreover, these days, what has happened is, these days, Polish people take it very lightly.
That's true. It's just a complaint.
You, and also, that's ye namma proof, well, as in to say, what proof you have? First is have evidence. Like how you are giving key link to a cyber, attacker or
mm-hmm.
a person, a stalker, giving him the key main thing to do a screenshot or to save by making your profile very public. Don't do that. Put something. There's a new feature in Facebook, right? Safeguard for your profile picture.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
I think.
But still,
still the
fail-proof where you can take a screenshot.
Yeah,
screenshot.
Picture. So that is one thing, like, you know. So without that, when you can do all those stuff, you at least take a screenshot of what kind of messages were there,
mm-hmm.
what kind of messages were sent to you,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of profile is it, how many followers does he have. Take, why screenshot? You have that screen recording. Take the entire reason, put it to the police. Now let him do. He has to take a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if not, go to the court.
So that's it. You are not, just don't be scared of, like the, like you said, like you just told me that they're scared of being exposed.
Yeah.
When you are already, your profile is so open that it's already exposed to the whole world,
true.
Whether you're scared to take something legally,
yes.
there's nothing hiding, okay?
Yes.
You are already in, like, you are in a big trouble. You can be in more trouble.
Yes.
So you're going to keep sending to the person just because you're scared that the photos will get leaked? No.
Yeah.
You just take an action. Today you, tomorrow someone else. Tomorrow it can be a sister, it can be a mom, it can be anyone.
True.
Okay? So take an action. Make a deal out of it. Make sure that they are scared. Scare the hell out of them. In the sense, if the stalker or if anyone who is doing this to you, and if they get to know that, I'm telling you, those guys are scared as shit.
Yes.
Initially. They might tell that they'll... You know, spread everything and do all those things. They would have vengeance. I mean, they'll do it with revenge or vengeance or something.
Yes.
But when they get to know that they're being monitored or if there is an authority about them which can screw their case, I'm telling you, they will ditch up. They cannot do any shit. They cannot release any information.
The hackers have taken it very lightly.
Yeah.
They know that, you know. Like, okay, example. I had a case actually somewhere 2012 or something. Like, you know, some random fellow was messaging me and he's like, can you send me dirty pictures? So what I did was, my clever thing, sense work, I sent dirty pictures of vessels.
Seriously.
So I sent it. And he was a Hindi. And that time my Hindi was improving, as in the Hindi Sanskrit Bhasha. I said, kya pe bhebda, this, that thing, ghali I gave. It's like, do you even think of your mom asking? Go ask the same question to your mom or your sister. Then you come to ask me. Then
mm-hmm.
I told, I know CyberCell. He's like, I know you know CyberCell. Everyone knows CyberCell. So what do we do? What should I do? So I think the next option is block that person off.
Yeah. Exactly, blocking is an option too. You block the person, you just stop the contact with the person.
Yes, ignore.
But if you are already in a big trouble or something, like when you think that your information is going to spread out or anything, I would say that just don't immediately make a big fuss with the person. Just talk to him, make it all, keep it nice so that he doesn't do that shit out of vengeance or something. You move the thing safely. And I'm pretty sure these guys are not that intelligent enough to mask their IP addresses to hide themselves.
Yes.
Okay. So when you go to this police, I mean, you directly pass an information. You make, and I'm pretty sure all, I mean, like, they don't immediately publish it out.
Yeah, they won't.
They don't publish it out. So they would take the case in. They might forward you to the cybercrime division.
Yes.
And if they can track him down, and once if they track him down, they can, I mean, like, if... They can interrogate him directly.
Exactly.
So your information
actually,
is pretty much intact.
Yes.
They'll make sure. It has to happen in a surprise. You don't let them know first.
Know that, yes.
Okay. You don't actually tip him off saying that I'm going to the cyber.
Exactly.
Yes.
Don't do that.
That's
okay.
The thing.
And
play along.
Thing, as per Priya said, if you think there is a trouble involved in this, block the person.
Block the person.
Right. You avoid, it's like precaution is better than cure.
Exactly.
Block the person, first take a screenshot, block a person, and then forward it. So that you think are preventing the further crime.
Exactly.
So that
fake profiles, everything. Yes. Just make the
and if you know I have no hatred towards the police people, they are doing a great job. But there's certain kind of, you know, area you can say. Bangalore is actually doing well. They're working out very well.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some certain like the north side, you know.
Yeah,
it needs to work. They need to work efficiently. So and they need to create a sense of trust. Because here anything we know Bangalore police is with us. Actually, kudos to the whole Bangalore police team. You know, they are there in and around with our life. And there are certain kind of police people who are actually calm and they will listen to your complaint. They might be some arrogant people, that's the thing, with their pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But the other states, I don't see them very, what do you say, effective.
Mm-hmm.
So those people should be, I think, and also proper training should be given to the police people how to handle cyber. Because these kinds of, cyber training for the police is given only to the city, if you see. Because I've seen UP and I've gone to UP and all those Gorakhpur, Mufasabad and all those things. The police itself, it looks like the gunda itself. So you're very scared to go and thinking that, okay, fine, does he know some bit of law? A law enforcement. Example, law is a simple thing. Maintaining law and order is just a small thing. Now, that much I have a doubt. So I even have a doubt, does he know cybercrime? How to handle that? Here, we are all well equipped.
True.
Even the youngsters are also, there's something called cybercrime. I need to approach the current authority. There, what are the people there? Think of the people in the lodge in those villages.
Exactly.
And those are the bullied people more.
Exactly.
So when we are ready to provide, a very good network to all these villages and all those things, they should be aware, they should be made aware of where they can approach for certain things and all.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So what comes with internet? They need to know the downside
exactly.
If something happens because of the same technology. They
it's
need to know
like
whom to approach.
It's not like 128 rupees, you get 1 GB per day for a month and all those things.
But
the
internet
can show.
Recently I had seen a man in metro. He's not even aware that, okay, fine. There are ladies next to me, there are kids next to me, there's a oldie next to me. He was just seeing porn, whatever be. But he was just seeing. That's right. Internet can tempt you, can spoil you, as he said.
Exactly. They need to be educated. If you
yes.
Ask. Everyone should be educated before they know how to handle things. And how
things.
How to use the internet and all those things.
It's a dangerous weapon being handed over to masses.
Yes.
Either you can make good of it or it can be used in a very bad way.
We can make good of it by educating people or by awaring people.
Yeah.
Or we can make bad of it by spoiling someone's life.
Exactly.
Or by even lazing our time.
So Priya, how legally are we protected from a law perspective? What are the sections and punishments for cyber stalking or cyber bullying?
Okay. First and foremost, now we are in the age where, you know, we try to tell, Britishers, you know, they spoiled our India, they took, they looted us and all those things. But in a way, we have to at least appreciate the Britishers because they got the Indian Penal Code, which is the punishment, which is the, is the punishment law for India. It is all because of those people who brought in certain kind of, you know, which acts leads to a crime, which act doesn't lead to a crime, and what are the punishment? Yes, it needs to be updated because if we as a lawyer, when we read each and every section, we said, do we need it? Is it relevant these days? Okay, there are crimes like, you know, it says that impuring the tanks and the wells, not allowing people to go to temple and all those things. It is this kind of punishment. So that needs to be revised. That the government does it whenever possible. But there is, first is Indian Penal Code, which talks about harassment, which talks about, cyber defamation, as you said. You can directly put a case on defamation that my name has been spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
I've been defamed by the society, but with a proof, first is have a evidence. Because until and unless you have an evidence strong with you, the law is not going to accept.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come clean hands to the court. Then the court accepts you. Yes, you are clean and the person next to you is wrong. So first what we do is the court examines whatever thing is. Then we have the Indian Penal Code basis. Then post 2011, when the technology started, came the IT Act, the Information Technology Act,
mm-hmm.
where you had Section 66A, mm-hmm. Like to the point, but it's okay. Section 66A
mm-hmm.
of the IT Act, which talks about of getting bullied or harassed or whatever. There are so many sections actually which talks about your computer getting hacked. This is actually a general information, not thing, but
mm-hmm.
to knowledge, there are many sections which talks about, I think from 60 to 70s, lot of sections have been added.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some section 66, which deals with 3 years of imprisonment. So the mm-hmm. attacker, be careful, 3 years of imprisonment with fine, and the fine would be maximum itself. 50,000 ke zyada hi hota hai. Then if it is a repeated offense, then it is 5 years of imprisonment, 10 lakhs of fine. So you need to, how much ever you think of spoiling somebody's life, you need to pay double the amount. And the court is not going to be very sweet and lenient to, okay, you're a youngster, you need to pay, but the court might mm-hmm. give you a time, but you need to pay those.
Is this a bailable offense?
Not bailable offense.
Perfect.
Or that is the thing. You even have these days the Indian Evidence Act, which talks about ease, mm-hmm. e-document and all those things. So, because, you know, there was a tussle between what kind of evidence can be produced in the court.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just the written one? Is it e-signature also an evidence? So, yes, e-signature is also an evidence in the court. Mm-hmm. Or your screenshots as an evidence in the
evidence.
Court. So, just don't think that the lawyers or the judges are, so they don't know anything, but to my knowledge, the judges are well far read than we lawyers also. They are much more think to know what is what.
Mm-hmm.
Just that they're not aware of the dating sites or the gaming site, but they know what is an evidence, you know, if you go technically. So you have these as evidence for the court of law.
Mm-hmm. So Naveen, the question is to you.
Right.
How can one keep themselves safe from all these things happening online? What are the things that you should keep as privacy settings and a lot more in your social media sites?
Oh, okay, so I think Priya has covered most of the part over there. From my side, it's simple. I mean, like, self-awareness is the most important thing, if you ask me. Like, be aware of who are your friends,
mm-hmm.
who you can make as friends, and who is seeing your photos. And if you ask me if you are a girl and a bit famous and all those things, you make sure that you don't have any fake profiles around you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you don't have any fake. Because here, although you are a victim, but you become a stalker again.
True.
Okay. So because they are using your identity to fake someone else.
Exactly.
So it stands right for a guy too. If someone is using your identity for bullying someone or doing something, you're right. By the end, the case turns towards you. You get stuck. So be careful with that. Make sure that you are watching your profile 24/7. Be careful about what you're posting.
Posting, that is the main thing.
Yeah, true.
You need to look hot. That doesn't mean that the whole world needs to know you're hot.
Yeah, exactly.
You can look hot to your
when you are, you know, like when you are so intelligent enough to block your parents from watching your own photo,
yes.
Why don't you block these stalkers or unknown people mm-hmm. around you? Do not entertain any comments.
Yes.
Which is vulgar, which is not. Because I've been noticing most of the people are ignoring it.
Exactly.
They just leave it over there. They think that as more comments come in, the old comments passes by. Don't do that. Make sure that you report the person, you clear out the person. And there are security measures in Instagram and all those. Like, you cannot, only a follower can see your list.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it on.
And also,
because of more,
there's
yeah.
one more thing you can say that. So we keep talking about how, like, what are the things. So the doubt says that our Instagram, so that means all we should do, because that sense of doubt comes in people that
mm-hmm.
is Instagram or being simply keeping quiet, shutting their mouth
mm-hmm.
and keeping quiet. No, they do have privacy laws and all those things. And also, according to the law, which I think section 70 or something,
mm-hmm.
you can make, now suppose if you feel there's a comment against you,
mm-hmm.
which is not to your mark, you can make even the social media level,
Okay.
You can tell the social media, you can report to the social media saying that this comment was on me, against me, or this profile is harassing me, this post is vulgar, this post is against sexual, what do you say, it has nudity. So you have to remove it. And if the social media or the, we said the intermediary,
mm-hmm.
which is a bridge between the user, so if they fail to remove it as per your order or your request, they can also be taken to the court of law.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
So
the report abuse option is of good use.
Yes, the report abuse. And recently, you know what? I actually, it was not my mistake, but I don't know how I became Balika Bakra. I was actually suspended for one day not to post a thing about my Gujarat trip.
Okay.
Yeah, for one day I was like suspended for a day saying that you can't post till 14th August 2019. And I'm like, what? I didn't do anything. I was against some community. And I'm like, I didn't post. First of all, I didn't have time to post. Maybe someone might have reported like that. So then I realized that yes, Instagram is also not keeping quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even, you know, you can't post something vulgar and all those things. They block it.
Exactly. And even if you see a semi-vulgar part, do not be ignorant. Just don't ignore the things. You have an option over there. There are certain options where this word called as report. How many of us are even using the word?
Not many of us use it actually.
Nobody does that actually. But if you want a report, you can bring it up.
Yes.
Exactly. So you just bring it up. Make, at least if you are, I mean, it's not a huge deal. You don't have to go to police station that you can just go say that I didn't like what I saw.
You can at least prevent a crime rather than outside.
Exactly.
Pressing a report button, you need not even waste your petrol to go to police station.
Exactly. So what you do is just report it and close the case right over there.
Yes.
Okay. So the main, and about the privacy thing, go to your settings, or if you're not aware of how to do it, again, as we all said, we have the Baba, Google Baba.
Google. Or their own websites have separate guidelines or tutorials that help you how you can change your privacy settings.
Yes, exactly.
Example,
be
Facebook.
Aware of it. Know all those things.
Yeah.
Put all protections for your profile.
Yes.
Do not entertain a stranger person inside your profile.
Yes.
And if you have entertained the person for a long time and before getting into, I mean, before becoming a wrong thing, better you unfollow, block, do whatever you can. And if you are into a trouble, take it to an authority and place it. And if you are in a much, if you are being mentally tortured or anything, it's always better to approach as a free asset, approach someone you trust. You bring the things outside, don't keep it to yourself, because it's not going to help anyone. It's not going to help you by just keeping it to yourself. It's going to become much worse. Just bring it out as early as possible. Don't be scared about your profile getting out, your information getting out. I'm pretty sure they'll be all intact. Nothing is going to go loose. Just play the game with the person, whoever is stalking you, whoever is playing with you.
Play
the game with, silently play with him and approach your nearby authorities. Provide your information. You do have screenshot option. If you don't know how to screenshot, please go ahead and do it. Learn that too. And recording. You can do everything. Just take the information, go to the police station, provide, and then get out of the trouble.
How cool is it to post your picture? It's also super cool to, you know, avoid trouble.
Exactly.
You become a coolest swag, you can say.
So that's it for today. Please be aware of what you post. Please be aware of with whom you're talking to. Please be aware of the privacy settings on the website that you're on, it, no matter what it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your profile is set to maximum security, because social sites, no matter how much it's about being social, meeting new people, it should also be about creating a better experience, and that better experience starts with self-awareness. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Hackers, beware, okay?
Yes.
You need not
we have Priya protecting people from one side and a lot more people like Priya.
No job promotions here. No job promotions.
Yeah,
no job promotions.
Yeah, okay.
But yes, a tons of thanks to lawyers and cyber criminal experts who have been helping and guiding people.
And also software people, because they know. Because you know one thing, the people behind the cyber criminal or cyber cell are the soft, they hire the software as legally ethical, who knows legally ethical. So I think big thanks goes to the engineers. So it's okay guys, if you have not got any kind of praisings in your IT life, you get here.
Yeah.
Kudos.
So thank you all so much. Thank you, Naveen. Thank you, Priya.
Thank you.
It's
My
been
pleasure.
Great talking to you both. Tune into another episode coming week. We will be back with another episode of The Reality Talk Show. I'm your host, Ganesh Sharma, signing out. Thank you all so much.